when I was a nipper, I boarded a clipper, sailed the seas as a goods importer. Oh, Edward Teach is my name, but I earned my fame as Blackbeard, the pirate of the water. Oh, was a jolly chap with a jaunty cap, always gave my crew good quarter. Oh, but I'm best known for blood and guts and gore and a vicious reign of murdering and slaughter. Oh,
best known for blood and guts and gore and a vicious reign of murdering and slaughter.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Dr. Bill, that was really interesting to hear all of the things that Andy had to say about St. Augustine. You can tell that he really loves the culture, he loves the history, all the art that's there. I mean, he's a great resource.
Well, it's a great resource. There's a lot of things to do. As a matter of fact, let's run down the 10 topmost things to do if you're in St. Augustine.
Well, you know, I do always like to have my top 10 list. And number one, I would say, is the History Museum, Castella de San Marcos. That is the oldest masonry fort in the continental U.S.
Oh, it's interesting. It's a Spanish fort, I presume.
It is a Spanish fort, and it's built from Spanish stone. And it was built to protect and defend really Spain's claim in that area, because when they were there, I mean, of course, they were wanting to protect it. And last year, they celebrated their 450th birthday. So when you talk about old cities and old structures now, that is definitely one.
That's true. It housed many prisoners and soldiers stayed in places like that.
Well, that's right. That's right. It was kind of interesting that the prisoners and the soldiers all stayed in that one area. Now, you can view all kinds of historical displays and exhibits when you go inside. And definitely, definitely, there's no way you can go to St. Augustine and not go there. So much history. And it's only $10.
Okay. What about the Fountain of Youth?
Well, that should have been number one, right?
Yeah, I think... Blackbeard visited that at some point.
I'm sure Blackbeard did. I'm sure he had in his mind that he would always be youthful and always selling those seas around Florida. Because during that time, it was pretty dangerous around Florida. Now, the Fountain of Youth is part of the Fountain of Youth Archaeological Park. And it's a 15-acre waterfront historical attraction. And there are all kinds of things going on there. If you saw my picture on Facebook, and I'll post it again, of the white peacock, that is actually where I saw that. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. So is the drink from the fountain free?
Yes, you can drink from the fountain. I mean, you have to get in, of course. And you can drink from the fountain, which I did. I have a photo on Facebook and on my website of me drinking from the fountain. And I'll let you guys decide if it worked or not. Maybe I should have had a full glass instead of just a half glass of the water.
And a mermaid tear.
And a mermaid tear?
Yeah.
Oh, what would that do?
Oh, I don't know. If you're a fan of Pirates of the Caribbean, then you'll know.
Okay. I may have to go back and watch that movie again then. But, you know, it is the site of the first Spanish settlement in the New World. So, again, another very historic site. And if you're visiting there, you definitely want to take a little time and go visit the Fountain of Youth.
Well, how about number three?
And number three, I would say Fort Matanza, which is also known as the Rattlesnake Island. And it's known for that because a lot of rattlesnakes like to hang out over there. We didn't see any when we were there.
Okay.
Which is a good thing. But you can also see small loggerhead turtles as you're going over, dolphins, because you actually have to leave the mainland and go over. It is an island that sits away from the mainland, so you do have to take a little ferry boat over. But that's part of the fun of it, because like I mentioned, you do get a chance to see a little bit of sea life as well.
What about pirates?
I didn't see any pirates, and that was good. Hopefully they were kind of off doing something else. But now that used to be an area where they set this fort up to defend the area against pirates, because during that time, pirates were known to be all along that area, because actually St. Augustine was part of the I guess, routing, you would say, between Cuba back to Europe, back to Spain.
As a matter of fact, I think the trade occurred where the Spaniards gave that to the city, gave that to the, I think it was the British, and then out of a consequence of that, Cuba was left alone.
Yeah. And also, too, then a lot more of the activity moved a little further north up to Charleston. It kind of became the capital of the British Empire at that time. But, you know, during that time, if you were down around Florida, someone would want to know, well, why are you here? Because usually most people were up to no good.
Well, if you got pirates, you got to have one thing that they love, and that's got to be rum.
Well, yes, and St. Augustine is still doing that. There is the St. Augustine Distillery, and that is my number four place that I suggest that you go and visit. And you just get a taste of Florida's past as well there. The distillery manufactures whiskey, rum, gin, and vodka, and you can go there for tours as well as tastings.
That's neat, but a true pirate only drinks rum.
Dr. Bill, I'm starting to think you might be a pirate, actually. I'm going to have to check that out. Are you a pirate?
I don't know. I spent some time on Blackbeard Island. That's not too far from Sapelo, right across the inlet.
That's true. That's true. Now, another note, too, for that St. Augustine Distillery is that it is actually located in the old ice plant and power plant. So, you know, the drinks are going to be nice and cold if you go there and you want to try some of that St. Augustine rum.
Okay. Well, what's number five?
Well, there's also a museum now that I know you would love this, and I thought of you the whole time, and that is the Pirate and Treasure Museum. It is the world's largest collection of authentic pirate artifacts.
Shiver me timbers.
And number six is the Jimenez Facial House. It is a museum of how life was back in the 1830s to the 1850s. And you know, something else that's unique about it is that it was a boarding house and it was owned by women. And this was during a time when, you know, women didn't own very many things and didn't have businesses. So quite an accomplishment for the ladies that were owning it at that time.
It also served as a military hospital.
Yeah, that's true. It did. It was a military hospital for a while. And during the time it was a boarding house, you can just imagine when you go there, all the people coming and going. And the house is set up now where you can feel as though you're walking back in, say, 1830, 1835. I mean, it's set up exactly the way that it was during that time. So it's a great spot. Definitely you want to put that on your list as well. Cool. And number seven is that I would recommend is the St. Augustine Lighthouse. Now, you do have to climb 219 steps to the top. So could you okay for that?
That sounds good. I like lighthouses.
I like lighthouses, too, and there are several that are, you know, along the eastern seashore there. So this is another one that if you're in St. Augustine, you definitely want to check it out. You get a great view of the city, the Atlantic Ocean, and it stands 165 feet above sea level. So you get some good views there.
Okay.
And then number eight is the Lincolnville Museum, and it features exhibits and displays about St. Augustine's first African-American heritage, because St. Augustine was actually one of the spots where the first African-Americans had a homestead.
Well, that's true. A lot of things happened in St. Augustine, that area there. As a matter of fact, some of the slaves, when the slavery was put in place, left there and went to Cuba.
Well, that is true. That is true. And if you go to the museum, they have an exhibit there called Journey, and it highlights the 450 years of African-American experience there in St. Augustine and around that area. And they just recently commemorate the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So a lot of things going on there. So definitely another place to put on your list.
How about number nine?
And then number nine is Fort Moss, and that is a historic state park, and it is home of the first freedom African-American settlement in the U.S., and it dates back all the way to 1738 when the Spanish governor of Florida actually chartered a settlement there for the freed African-Americans. It was the first of its kind, for sure.
Sounds neat. And what about number 10?
Okay, number 10 is the Leitner Museum. So we move away from this history part with all the pirates, the part that you like so much, to the Gilded Era, where people were there and they had a lot of money, Doc Bill.
So did pirates, though.
I know, they had the gold as well, but they had it all hidden away. But when you go to the Leitner Museum, you can visit and you see furnishings and artifacts from that Gilded Era of St. Augustine. And it's located in the former Alcazar Hotel. And you have items there from Otto Leitner's collection. So lots of things to see there. And you really get a very good view of how the people lived during that era there in St. Augustine.
That sounds neat.
Well, yeah, that was number 10. But, you know, I have to go back and have one final one because, you know, when people go to Florida, they also want to go to the beach. And I know I mentioned already Volano Beach, but I'll just say again that in terms of, like, top things to put on your list of places to go and visit, it's a beautiful beach. You can go there and you can certainly see the sunrise in the morning. I really loved it because there was a group of people that would come out and they would go walking along the beach and the birds were out looking for their early morning meal. It was just a fantastic, fantastic view. So put St. Augustine on your list. And please check out our website, Travel Bags with Anita, for the links to websites for all the places that I mentioned and lots of pictures as well.
Sounds great.
Sounds really good. Now, the show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website as well at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. This is a great show, Doc Bill.
It is.
It was a great show. So thank you guys for listening today. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more travel ideas, destinations, and tips. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.